You are listening to the Indie PopCon Podcast Award submission for 2018 for the Disturbed Podcast. The Disturbed Podcast is all about American Horror Story. The hosts are Rob Southgate and Chris Mao. The podcast is recorded in Chicago, Illinois. The episode you're about to hear is a segment from our coverage of Season 7, Episode 6 of American Horror Story. Enjoy. Welcome to Disturbed, Season 7, Episode 6 of American Horror Story Cult. This was the controversial episode, Midwestern Assassin. I'm really actually glad we're doing this later, because the week that this one dropped was the week of the shooting in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Although there was another shooting this weekend, just to give you a time frame, at a church in Texas. This is really timely, and it was hard to watch it today. When I watched the episode, it was a couple weeks ago, and it's a little cooler, but I watched it again today, and I was having like post-traumatic stress from watching it, going, oh my God.
And they cut from something that I read, they cut almost all of all the scenes where they have the people getting kind of blurted out and getting shot, they cut out like all of that. So they did, you know, all of those scenes.
They showed enough.
They showed some, but then you hear, you know, you don't see a lot of stuff. I mean,
you hear
there was a lot.
The one here, but you don't see it. The guy by Ivy. I think that was actually a good choice. It didn't need to be as gratuitous. It totally had an impact. I mean, I'm watching it going like, oh my gosh. And when that guy got shot by Ivy, and they pan over and you see the blood go across her foot, I was like, damn, this is
they're really, you know, rough. To go from aside from the seriousness of this, they're really good at blood splashes now. They've got the Walking Dead
splash
going. So if you guys watch The Walking Dead as well, it's it's blood splash central, and this is they're taking some.
Especially they haven't splattered the lens. You know how they do that on Walking Dead.
If you watch the last Walking Dead, it's like every other scene, it's like a big splat. You're like, come on.
There were like a million zombies killed, like 68 people killed in that one. Yes.
This was a high body count day today, but we're getting, so this is it's controversial. A lot happens in this, I think.
Holy cow. We got to get into this. So
there's a ton of stuff going on, and there's some great just plugins of characters.
Yeah.
Not for no reason, but like, hey, here you go. Oh, we're so sad. It's really good. So
this episode was the one that pushed the story forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In a big way. Like, we got all this backstory we've been kind of building, and we're getting this one. Allie gets strong. Yes. And what a great double blind on this one. We see the shooting go on. We see Ivy freaking out. We see Harrison like in the crowd. You're like, okay, is this pre, is this post? We don't know yet when it's all going down. And then we start assuming like, okay, it sounded like Kai, but why are they all there, and who's shooting if it's not one of them? Mm-hmm. Then at the end, we see the SWAT moving in, and the very last thing you see is Allie holding the gun.
Right.
And my thought at that moment was, this isn't making sense.
Right.
The rest of the episode, up to the point where we find out it really didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the episode, they did a great job of building an argument for it making sense.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah, I think so too. And they do a lot of this, and I don't want to say misdirection, but they throw a lot out there, and then when you look at it from the other side, it's definitely not what it appears in the beginning.
Well, yeah, when that guy that was by Ivy was getting shot, that's when I'm like, it makes sense that it's Allie.
Right.
Trying to pin her down. She's trying to scare her.
Sure. And there's a lot of, and it seemed very angry, as most of those do. It wasn't like somebody just came in with an AK-47 and opened up. There was some significant.
It was a pistol, which is what she had in the house.
So, yeah, absolutely. So there was, there was a lot going on. And
when they showed the shooting, they showed clearly, you could see it was a woman's hand shooting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot going on, and, you know, maybe Allie just had enough and cracked. So,
and I don't know if you noticed this, but when it showed Kai laying there, after it showed that it was Allie, it showed Kai laying there. There wasn't like a pool of blood.
No.
So I didn't know what was up at that point, but I definitely took note, especially with how gratuitous it's been. Yes. I would have figured if Kai is shot, there's going to be a pool of blood coming out, but
sure. Or there'd be some blood there, splitting.
His shirt or his hand or something. There was nothing.
No, there was nothing. So
that was kind of interesting. Okay. Before we do the reveal on that. So we get the flashback to what we saw in the last episode. We see Meadow. This is where she runs up to the window and she reveals.
Was that first or was the town hall first?
This is first.
Okay.
This is first. Because I wrote it in order. We've got Kai holding the rally. Oh,
there we go. Sorry. I'm off on my page. So
we've got SWAT. We've got Meadow tells Allie who's in and tells her about Ivy. This is where I had it wrong in the last episode. This is actually where Dr. Vincent calls. And she says, who told you to call me? Yes. So I had it off just a little bit. I watched them back to back. I actually watched them back to back both times. So even with my notes, I was confused. I don't think I'm going to do that going forward because it made it a little tricky. Allie goes. Now, this is where Allie, in the last episode, she wasn't strong yet. She saw this and was freaked out. This is the episode when she says this and she's like, how did you know to call? She's really suspicious. She's heard about Ivy being part of this cult, and all of these tumblers are moving into place for her.
Right.
She grabs that knife, her butcher knife.
Yes.
It's actually a cook's knife.
Right. French. It's a French.
And what does she do?
Goes back
over. Right over to Harrison's.
Yes.
And she breaks into the bathroom, and we see the Humpty Dance going on.
Yeah. And the top and Harrison,
yeah, doing their thing. Chihuahua. She sneaks in. She grabs the keys. They don't hear it. She goes down. She goes into the garage. There's Meadow tied up.
Right.
Crazy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
but Allie, you can see in Allie's face at this point in time that she doesn't. It's not that I don't want to say she trusts Meadow or does whatever, but her attitude towards Meadow has changed a little bit. You can see that something has clicked in Allie's mind.
Yes.
And she, instead of like, this would be the opportunity if you're pissed off at Meadow, kill her. I mean, get on with it if that's what you want to do. You know, why not? Or leave her. She frees Meadow. And
now this is what was interesting. Something wasn't adding up to me here. It adds up later. Right. But the last time we saw Meadow, she was in the grave.
Right.
Now we see her and she's tied up in the garage and it's like,
why? Right.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And why are they upstairs and she's there? And we know that they obviously somebody put her in the grave and it was bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that I'm wrong. Even in my notes, I was wrong. We did see she went over to Allie's and said the thing about Ivy and they put the bag over and they took her. That's why she was in the garage. Okay.
Right. So
it didn't make sense to me in the moment. Didn't make sense to me until right just now.
A moment of clarity. So she frees Meadow, and where do they go? To the restaurant.
Well, no, before they do that, they open the door, and there's Harrison and the cop.
Okay.
And they run outside, and she maces Harrison in the face.
Yes.
Brutal. He's out. I mean, he's down. They get in the car. The cop is running after him. Doesn't matter. They get away. But they go to the Butcher on Bay or whatever the name of the place is. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Especially if she's suspicious of Ivy. She had a run-in with these clowns there.
Right.
You know, she thought she was being told that was a figment of her imagination. But reality is she now knows there's something up. Why?
Well, you know what?
Why there?
But looking at it, number one, it's the only other place probably besides her house where she might feel safe. How can she go to the cops when one of them is Boinkin Harrison? So she can't trust the cops.
She did say, I can't leave without Oz.
Right. So she had to.
But go to a Motel 6. Go.
Right. Yes. Go someplace.
Go to a McDonald's.
But they don't have.
Where it's all lit up.
Right? But she doesn't have any money because aren't all the credit cards stopped? Didn't Ivy stop all the. I know. There's. I mean, she's, you know.
You know what? You can go into McDonald's and use the bathroom and you don't have to pay for anything.
Correct. But
go someplace. I would go someplace.
What? With your.
Well lit.
With your big French knife?
Yes.
And a girl that you
don't bring the knife in.
Right. Well, you know.
You know what? Exactly. Go to Walmart. This is not the craziest thing they're going to see at Walmart.
No, not that night for sure.
Right.
I've seen
you the picture of the woman with the pants, and then she's got her boobs tucked down into the pants. Okay. It's the greatest thing ever.
I thought that was you or I. That was a Lil. So.
Oh, way to throw him under the bus.
He's under the bus. It was me. I'll take the credit for that one. That would be a great look for me. So, yeah. So they go to the butcher. She can't leave with Oz. But then Allie and Meadow have like Meadow has a tell-all. Walmart boys to poster boy. Nice.
That's awesome. Only a joke that works if you're watching the show, folks.
Exactly. So I mean, Meadow basically spills the beans to Allie about everything.
Oh, she's mad. They threw her in that grave, and then they put a bag over her head. So she just like lays it out there.
Right. She's all pissed
off.
Or
does she?
Does she? Exactly. Well, she, you know, she tells them that the water tanks are BS and they're just water.
Yeah.
The birds were all.
They poisoned them in their feet.
They chose her to pick on for the run-in. Kai paid the protesters to come and approach her.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at DisturbPod. Follow me on Twitter at RSouthgate. You can find our website at southgatemediagroup.com, and there is a Disturbed page on there. You can find us on Facebook, look up Disturbed Podcast. And we're just going to have the fun rolling. And Chris,
you can find me. They can find me at theblueboxcafe.com or Blue Box Cafe, Blue Box Cafe 176 on social media.
Awesome. That's it for this week. I got one more thing to say. Winter is coming. Trumpy Halloween, everybody.
Trumpy Halloween.